step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's Thursday, June 2nd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. As we get through the current wave of COVID infections, it seems that the effort to update vaccines can't keep up with the changes in the virus itself. While still dealing with the Omicron variant, we are seeing subvariants that appear to be more resistant to antibodies and evade protection from previous infection. Caitlin Owens, healthcare reporter at Axios, joins us for What to Know. Thanks for joining us, Caitlin.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get a little check-in with what's going on with the pandemic right now. We're obviously going through another surge of cases, although this one's a little more difficult to pin down. A lot of people are testing at home and aren't reporting officially, but just anecdotally, I feel like this was the wave that caught up with me and all the other people that I know that had kind of outlasted the rest of the pandemic. So we know that a lot more people have been infected with it more recently. Thankfully, still some of the hospital numbers and death counts haven't ticked up as much. So definitely is still a different phase of the pandemic, but you know, we talk about vaccines again. And right now what we're seeing is specifically with these new variants that are coming out, they're just outrunning the vaccines, the tweaks to vaccines that we're trying to make. And there's a lot of questions on what will be approved next with these. So Caitlin, what are we seeing?
So let's start by kind of the biggest picture, is something you just pointed out. There's still a very serious decoupling between cases and hospitalizations and deaths, which is a really good thing. You know, it's probably because of a combination of how many people have already had COVID, the vaccines, obviously, and how many people have been boosted, including with the second booster, and then just the lower severity of the Omicron variant itself. So that's the good news. The bad news is that the Omicron variant, you know, it's funny because we've called all these variants different names up until now, where we have Alpha, Beta, Delta, and then we have Omicron. And Omicron is, it is evolving too, where there's different versions of Omicron. And what we're seeing now, there's the latest ones, and they originated in South Africa. They're circulating around the world. Experts are starting to say that they'll probably become dominant in the United States in a few months. They are different than the original version. And one of the main differences is that they are significantly better at escaping immune protection. So what does this mean? If we're targeting vaccines to the original version of Omicron, which seems likely at this point, the virus might have significantly evolved by then. And I think, you know, when you talk to experts, there's no real reason to think that would mean anything for severe disease, as even the original vaccines are still working really well against severe disease with Omicron. Right. But I think what it goes to show you is if we really need to retool these vaccines quickly, I mean, that's a challenge.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that we've always been told, right, about the mRNA vaccines. They can be tweaked very quickly, right? But then when it comes to getting that real world data, that's the thing that still takes a little bit of time. And that's the troublesome thing right now. As these things are mutating very quickly, we're still caught in this lag with these vaccines. And, you know, we're seeing breakthrough infections, things like that. You know, a lot of people have been vaccinated and boosted. They're still getting sick. And that causes another effect. It causes more fatigue in the pandemic. It causes a little more distrust in the vaccine, even saying, like, why am I even getting it? Because I'm still getting sick. And so there's a lot more things that start developing as, you know, the lag in some of these vaccines does take place.
And that's the hard part here, right, is there's mixed data on whether an Omicron-specific vaccine or even an Omicron combo vaccine will offer better protection than the original one did against Omicron. But that's why, you know, we have experts saying that it's time for a next-generation vaccine. A popular idea is a nasal vaccine. There's talk of pan-coronavirus vaccines. None of these things exist yet on the market. I think the bottom line is what we most want vaccines to do which is to keep people alive and out of the hospital. These vaccines are still doing very well. But in terms of reducing infections, in an ideal world, they'd be better at that, right? And that's part of the goal with finding an Omicron-specific vaccine is getting a vaccine that will protect better against infections. The more it changes, the less likely that is to happen.
And so where are we right now? I know there's some clinical trials on vaccines and dealing with the Omicron variant. Are they dealing with the variant proper or the subvariants right now? Where are we in that process?
So I believe that what's being tested, I think, that, you know, first of all, there's all kinds of trials going on. I think the front runner, what we can most expect, if I had to guess what is most likely to get approved for the fall, it would be what's called a bivalent vaccine, which would target both the original, which, you know, targets that suite of variants, including Delta, with Omicron. So it would target both variants at the same time. Again, but that would be most likely targeted towards the original Omicron. So we'll get some more answers this summer. The FDA is going to consider it to make sure we're ready going into the fall.
Yeah. And then to the point of the whole thing, right, as things keep changing, and what if we get a worse variant? Hopefully, obviously, nobody wants that to happen. But then how quickly can we turn around a vaccine that targets that thing? And as you mentioned at the end of your article, then there's going to be big regulatory decisions that have to be made to speed those things up.
Right. You know, and I think it is important in the context of this. In the grand scheme of things, the implications of a mismatch of an Omicron vaccine with a current Omicron, those are relatively minor, as I noted in the article. But say there is a drastically different vaccine and we need something very different quickly. I mean, as you said, the problem here is collecting data. So that creates kind of a tension between, well, how much data do we want to collect to approve this next version or authorize this next version versus how, you know, should we just go ahead and use, for example, like lab-based studies that look at neutralizing antibodies and say, yes, this is good enough. We're making the switch now. And so, you know, hopefully we'll never come to that point, but that is something to be aware of. And I think something that this current situation is, you know, kind of highlighting the reality of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, we're still very much in the thick of the pandemic, as this latest wave has shown, although, you know, things are different. So we'll keep an eye out and just kind of we're still going through it, basically, and see how all of this changes.
That we are.
Yeah. Caitlin Owens, healthcare reporter at Axios. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out in the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.